Now, though, one of the three finalists, it's Shep.
Thank you, Scott.
One of the finalists for One Night with Laura, who made a huge effort. He flew over to Glasgow from Belfast just to audition. Now, we need to find out a little bit more about you, right? So what we've done is we've called up one of your mates.
Okay.
Do you recognise this voice?
He's just an upcoming person that wants to find out everything. If there's something going with competition-wise, he'll be the first up. If he finds out about something, he'll be the first to enter or ring up about it or something, so he goes.
All right, so who's that?
That's my mate Johnny, one of my best mates.
Okay. Let's hear a bit more from Johnny.
Do you remember a show called Funhouse? Well, he was on Funhouse. And he got right through to the final where they asked you the questions. And she asked him to name three of the seven dwarfs. And one of them can't be, like, grumpy or something. I don't know what it was. But as soon as she said, don't mention these ones, he went straight away and mentioned that. And that's how he lost the game. So he got a lot of stick in high school because of that.
So you were on Funhouse with Pat Sharp?
I was indeed, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. And more from Johnny?
Another one. He was on another show. Do you remember Blind Date? And he was in the contestant and he got blew out. He just, whatever happened, he just got blown out and she took the other guy. So, he got a lot of stick for that.
Oh. So you've been on Funhouse and Blind Date?
Yes, Scott.
What happened on Blind Date?
Well, there was three of us, as you know, we were one of the three contestants and I was the first one out.
Okay.
I think it was because you didn't understand my accent.
Right.
I think that's what it was, but okay. Hey, sure, I'm here now.
I mean, Johnny there is saying that you love to enter competitions, which is slightly worrying a bit, because it's not the first time, is it? And I think, you know, this isn't just a bit of fun. We're trying to find Laura true love here, you know?
It being a radio thing and being a TV thing doesn't bother me at all. Okay. That's not the whole reason why
You really do want to go out with Laura, like a proper relationship.
Yeah, I wouldn't have flew... The thing about this, Scott, I wouldn't have flew the way from Belfast.
Yeah.
Just for
it's
being
a lot of
radio.
Effort, isn't it, to be honest? All right, that's Shep, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming in today.
No problem at all, Scott.
Listen, one more thing before you go.
Yep.
Do you recognise this voice?
He told me he was flying over to Glasgow for a connecting flight to Italy to pick up his ski gear.
Who's that?
That's a friend from back home.
Right. I've got another clip over here.
Yep.
One second.
I've read the website. He was brokenhearted 2 years ago. He hasn't had a girlfriend since, which is lies, because I met him in Malia in September. We've gone up, been going out since. We've booked a holiday to go to the Maldives in October. So, I mean, in my eyes, this is supposed to be a serious relationship, but obviously not in his.
Oh, my God. She says that she's your girlfriend.
We're not going out with each other, but we are friends. We sort of had a few dates, etc., etc., and we did speak about going on holiday in September.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name's Christine.
Okay. Right, see, I spoke to her yesterday, and like, she is convinced that she's going out with you.
I'm convinced she may be, but not in my eyes.
Okay. So how are you feeling at the moment?
Absolutely got it. I've been crying my eyes out.
Have you?
Yes.
How long have you been seeing him?
I've been seeing him since September.
You had no idea that he'd enter this competition?
No idea at all. No idea at all.
And you're sure it's him?
I'm 100% it's him because I've been on the website, I've seen his audition, his photograph. He's texted me to tell me that it's him. So I'm honestly gutted.
So he's texted you to say it's over?
No, he's texted me to say that he can't really talk, but just trust him and go with it.
Right.
Whatever that's supposed to mean, so.
Do you think he's just doing it because he wants to be famous?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
So he's got no intention of spending one night with Laura at all?
He might do. This could be his way of dumping me.
No, I don't think it is. I think he just wants to be on the radio.
I don't know. It could be his way of saying, look, it's over, and he does want to do it with Laura. I don't know.
Oh, Shep, please tell me what's going on. I'm really confused.
To hear that, there's some problem. What was it? I met Christine last September in Malia, and we've been sort of... We haven't been... We're not going out with each other, but it's been on and off.
But she said she was in tears and crying and everything.
I see where she's coming from, but, I mean...
So you have been seeing her, have you?
Well, not seeing her in a way. I haven't seen her. We've been out on a few dates and a few things, but we're not going with each other.
Okay.
There's nothing set in concrete, nothing set in stone.
Okay.
And because I didn't tell anybody, really, I was coming on the show or come to do the one night.
I was going to say, because like, if you were going out with somebody and you were going to take part in a national radio competition, surely she's going to find out about it.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
And believe me and believe me not. Phone any of my friends and ask them, and they'll let you know that I am single.
Okay. Do you think this is going to harm you at all in the competition? Do you think the people are going to be like, well, this is weird?
If people want to judge, say, these lying and everything else, that's fair enough. That's up to them. But I know within my heart where it lies.
Okay,
and it's up to the people to make that decision, and I hope they make the right decision and not the wrong one.
I hope you don't mind. I just wanted to clear that up.
No, that's honestly, that's fine. No worries at all. That's fine. No worries.
All right. Now the others aren't around, I just want to have a quick word with you about them. How are you feeling about the competition? Let's talk about Ben, first of all.
Ben, Ben's a lovely guy. Whether or not he would be the sort of right person for Laura, I'm not 100% sure, because to be honest with you, I've only had a few meetings with Laura, and I don't think that Ben would be her type. But then again, people surprise people. Mm. He's a lovely guy, down to earth, great personality. But whether or not he's suitable for one night with Laura, that's totally up to the public.
What about Gareth?
Well, I've seen Gareth yesterday morning coming to BBC Studios and tripping over a curb, carrying a bottle under his arm. I wondered exactly what he was up to, or did he just rock into the radio station first thing in the morning after an all-night bender? I don't think he knows himself really why he's here, but
that's what's quite appealing to me though at the moment. He doesn't even know what he's doing at all.
No, but he is a brilliant guy.
Listen, Shep, thank you for clearing everything up today on
no
that.
No worries, that's fine.
Thank you. Shep, everybody.
Thank you.
Our finalist for One Night with Laura.
One Night with Laura. Only on Radio 1.
8:19.